Daily reports on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Hear from spring training Monday through Friday. And if you'd like to get these dropped in your favorite device, all you have to do, head to iTunes, subscribe. That's all you got to do. Subscribe. And it's ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. So this is what I've got. Starting this Monday, Mondays with Mo, my weekly conversation with John Mozeliak, the president of baseball operations. That'll be every Monday on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Then on Wednesdays, Wednesdays with Walton, Brian Walton of TheCardinalNation.com. Then it is on Fridays, Ben Fred Friday, and that'll be Ben Fredrickson of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. You can find that right now on the website, ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. And then Monday through Friday throughout the baseball season, daily reports with Derek Gould of the Post-Dispatch. This is brought to you in brilliant clarity by Lordo's Diamonds, family-owned and operated for over 60 years, top-quality jewelry at affordable prices, so stop paying too much at the chain stores. Experience the Lordo's Diamonds difference. Stop in, say hello to Mike and Jimmy Lordo, two of my very good friends. Check them out online. So if you're, let's say, getting engaged, guys out there, I know we have a lot of guys that listen to this, do me a favor. Go to lordosdiamonds.com, lordosdiamonds.com. They're located 9222 Clayton Road, 9222 Clayton Road, 432-8008. If you tell them that Danny Mac sent you in, believe me, you will get a deal on your jewelry. Also, if you have questions, you'd like to email me, there's another way to get in touch with me. Easy way to do it, dan@scoopswithdannymac.com, dan@scoopswithdannymac.com. So if you have a question for Derek or Ben or Brian Walton, simply just email. So coming up, what we're going to do with Derek Gould is talk it over about the bullpen. Now, this is one of the more interesting aspects of Cardinals camp right now. I think when you look at the camp, the battle is with the bench, and I've said this numerous times. The Cardinals have off days early on in the season, so it'll be interesting on how many pitchers they want to carry beginning of the season with the roster, how many bench guys they want to carry. So that will dictate the 25-man roster, but it's still undecided, you know, on what they want to do the back end of the rotation, which then one of those guys could go to the bullpen, but still a lot of decisions to be made with the bullpen and the rotation. It's not clear cut. So we're going to get into, in this edition of Visiting with Derek Gould, the guys that have separated in the bullpen and those that still are, you know, battling and where they are and who's, you know, still being stretched out as a starter and still the guys that are trying to make an impression with that bullpen. So we'll get into that with Derek Gould coming up. Busy day here at camp. Day game, night game, and the next televised games, I should mention, locally on Fox Sports Midwest will be tomorrow and on Sunday on Fox Sports Midwest. Saturday and Sunday, you can see those games tomorrow, and my partner will be Brad Thompson this weekend on Cardinals baseball on Fox Sports Midwest. Coming up, we visit with Derek Gould, and again, we do this Monday through Friday on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Hey Cardinals fans, Dan McLaughlin here from my friends at Schnucks. No, it's still not baseball season, but we can start getting ready. If you haven't already, start spring training by downloading the Schnucks Rewards app. That way, when you're loading up on the brats, the burgers, and everything else you need for Cardinals games, you'll be earning points and money off at Schnucks. Think of all those savings over the course of the entire season, and make sure you shop at Schnucks. Download the Schnucks Rewards app today. It's almost here. Get ready at Schnucks. Coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, and we talk it over on this Friday with Derek Gould. It's a busy day down here in Jupiter. The Cardinals have played at home. They'll play later tonight on the road, so split squad is the Cardinals are just trying to figure out this 25-man roster. And, Derek, we talked about it yesterday. The Cardinals have arms, and we dove into what potentially is the starting rotation for St. Louis, and we thought we'd get into what might be the bullpen for the Cardinals and a lot of moving parts, you know, whether it be Alex Reyes or you know, Adam Wainwright, who could have, you know, wind up being in the rotation or maybe even in the bullpen for the Cardinals. There are guys that are out of options that may wind up in the bullpen. There are guys that do have options that could wind up in the minor leagues. I mean, you just don't know. So I think it's kind of fun here in early March to figure out who may wind up in that bullpen. It's a point of discussion. Fans love to hear about it. So let's start with some of the givens. And these are, to me, givens for sure. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I think Andrew Miller is going to make the team. Okay,
yeah, I
think he's on the team. Am I right with that one?
I agree. I think you're one for one there, Dan. Yep, bold prediction.
Bold prediction there.
Go out on a limb.
Yes. I think Hicks, he's on the team.
Again, two for two. I don't see any other way, but you usually, teams at this time of year usually look to put their two most best elite relievers on the opening day roster. So, yes, two for two.
Okay, two for two. I'm going to go with Mike Myers. I'm going to say Mike Myers, who's out of options, is going to make this team.
Yeah, and, you know, they've seen flashes from him. I think as we go kind of guy by guy here, he's working in a curveball, which should be a good pitch for him. I think he's an interesting addition to the bullpen, not just because he's out of options. So, you know, if he doesn't make the team, likely pass him through waivers and he won't last. He'll be on some other team if they do that. But this notion that he can do multiple innings, and I think we're going to see that here towards the end of spring. He's not stretched out like a starter, but they've quietly given him a little bit more work than the usual relievers for that purpose. And I think that's an interesting thing because it gives him and Gant and Reyes and Hudson, all of those guys sort of in this nebulous multi-inning role.
Well, this is now where really gets interesting because you could carry, you know, seven or eight, depending on how the Cardinals want to go about this early in the season with the way that they have off days in the beginning of the year. But it does get interesting. You know, you mentioned that you felt Hudson could be in the starting five. So let's exclude Dakota Hudson from this equation and not part of what potentially could be a bullpen for the Cardinals. So I'm going to start going and throwing some names out at you right now. Leon. Dominic Leon, is he part of this bullpen?
Well, he has options. So I think, you know, that's in play for him. I think he's done well, but, you know, it might be, you know, playing him against two other pitchers in the sense that, you know, where does Gant fit in? Where does Shree fit in? Those two guys are out of options. And is that the tiebreaker if they've all pitched pretty well? And then where is Martinez in this equation, Carlos Martinez? I could see Leon not being in the bullpen if they think Carlos Martinez will be.
That's the interesting thing. And do we know at this point where Carlos Martinez is in coming back? You know, we're about at that two-week mark when they said we'll know more in 2 weeks. Do we know where he's at 2 weeks?
We do, because I asked about that today. You know, we're 3 days after the initial prognosis for his return, and that was kicked back a week. So we are in that range now where they should have a feel for how close he is to getting on the throwing program that they want. I asked today, Manager Mike Schultz said he's about 5 to 7 days still from joining a throwing program if cleared, if he's feeling right. I asked Schultz, does that put him at zero when it comes to throwing? And Schultz said, because if he's at zero, then he's got a whole month ahead of him, right? I mean, if he's at zero, then you're ruling out opening day, whether it's a reliever or a starter. And Schultz said he's closer to zero than he is 180, but not so much that we can't see a way for him to be available opening day. He said there's that probability still exists, or that possibility still exists, but it's shrinking. It's shrinking because it's just he's gone so long now without throwing.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. So, you know, from the left side of the bullpen, you know, we know Miller's there. So Shreve is out of options. Brett mm-hmm. Cecil, at this point, where are we with Brett Cecil?
Well, Brett Cecil, this is Friday when we're talking here. Brett Cecil's going to throw a side session, which is all part of his ongoing reworking of his mechanics to speed up his arm to go with his slimmer frame. which I know some people can dismiss, but we've seen it all before. You and I have. We've seen guys go through significant body changes and have their mechanics come awry as a result. So I think, this side session will determine a lot, because they want his next appearance. They want it to be in a game after this. But if this doesn't go well, then he's going to have to repeat it, maybe face hitters in some other simulated thing, which is still a possibility. But they do want to get this in a game, see him in a game, see how he works in a game, and all those things.
I'll continue my conversation with Derek Gould in just a moment. A reminder, a lot of families going on spring break. So the place to get your hair cut before you head out of town, Hair Salon for Men, home base in St. Louis, founded in 1997, now with 16 locations in the Gateway City. You'll receive the perfect haircut, and the reason why they keep client notes on each customer. So on each visit, you can be assured they know what you want, and they'll do that in the privacy of your own cutting station. Complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, and a complimentary shoe shine. All that for just $22, and you'll get that at Hair Salon for Men. A reminder that the ball games tomorrow and again on Sunday can be seen on Fox Sports Midwest. Fox Sports Midwest for Cardinals baseball. The place to do it, Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill. Also, all the Blues games at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill. The Blues are red hot. Great trip out west. Join the party for all the Blues action this season at one of Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill's 11 area locations. So you can score a hat trick of savings. Great food and drink specials available during every Blues game. That includes Bud Family beer specials, the $4 Jack Daniels cocktails, the $5.99 Blues sampler appetizer, the $4 Blue Note bombs, and the all-new Golden Bread cocktail for only $5. Hot Shots has been a proud partner of the Blues and your home for all the games, all the time, since 1990. Think Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill. Austin Gomber continues to be stretched out as a starter. And do they feel that they need to keep doing that to be covered because of the uncertainty of what might be early in the rotation with the Cardinals?
Well, that, and they need a sixth starter and a seventh starter available in Memphis. They need to keep that going. They need to keep it the strength, of their depth in place, so that if there is an injury or if there is a doubleheader or if there is a reason for them to need a spot starter, they're not scurrying to prepare somebody. They have somebody prepared.
How about John Brebbia?
So Brebbia is a great thing. I mean, he rode the Memphis shuttle. He was on the I-55 Express last year. And to be candid, it's hard not to see how he won't be again this year. He doesn't have options protecting him. And he knows it. He knows the business. But all he has done is perform. He's been very solid, very strong when he has been in the majors. He's done in different roles, has a good strikeout rate. And I think this is more of the same for him. So he's a little bit in the same spot as Leon, right? Though making less money, where he performs well, but it's not entirely on his performance that will determine that. It's almost like, what does the makeup all around him look like? And then how often does he bounce back and forth?
Daniel Ponce de Leon.
Starter, likely in Memphis.
Luke Gregerson.
Luke Gregerson will start the year on the DL, it certainly appears. And where that takes him, whether that means he ever returns to the majors, will probably be determined on the Cardinals' need and how his rehab assignment goes.
I would say that we, Derek started with a lot of questions, and we still have a lot of questions.
Yeah, but you know what, though? I think so often you present questions, especially about the bullpen, and we fixate on, how it opens. And really the question about any bullpen is, what's it look like in June? And what do they need come July? And who's going to be there in August? The bullpen evolves, the bullpen grows. And I think the bullpen that the Cardinals start the season with is hardly going to look the same when they get into summer.
Yeah, no doubt.
I think Hicks takes over as closer. Ryan Helsley will be a factor at some point in time. Where Martinez fits into this is a real wild card for them. But if he's, a reliever, then you kind of see things shift around him and the work he could do. Alex Reyes, is he a reliever? Is he a hybrid, which it looks like they're trying to create? But, he's going to get another inning of work in on Saturday, likely coming in after Adam Wainwright. But it'll only be an inning. So that'll be two outings, one inning each. And, does he stretch out from there or do they keep him compacted? It's a real interesting list of kind of questions that they can go with. And I think, my colleague Ben Fredrickson poses another one, which is Hudson. I think he's pitched as well as any of the candidates, maybe even better than any of the candidates to start. So where's his value? Where does he best go at it? And I think he could win the starting job, no doubt. But he also just was so exceptional as a reliever last year. Cardinals can't ignore that. So it's almost like you have this stockpile of questions, right? But you got the big ones, and there are three big ones, I think, and then the rest kind of trickle down. And can I take you through those three big ones?
Yes, sir. I love it.
What role does Dakota Hudson have? Where does Alex Reyes fit best for the Cardinals and best for his future career? And is Carlos Martinez healthy and reliable? You give me the answer to those three questions, I can tell you what the bullpen looks like. And yeah, You'll notice that not one of those three questions involves the lefties.
It's going to be fun. They have arms. Yep. They have options. So and here we are, by the way, 20 days away from opening day at Miller Park in Milwaukee. Hard to believe.
I won't be there. Pack a jacket.
You betcha. Derek, thanks. Have a great weekend. We'll catch up on Monday.
All right. Sounds good. Talk to you soon. Yeah.